AI. So apparently product managers everywhere are now typing sentences into a box and getting working software back. No engineers required. Well, for a few hours, anyway, let that sink in. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one, vibe coding. If you haven't heard that phrase yet, you will. It's this idea that instead of writing code, you just describe what you want in plain English and an AI builds it for you right now, fast. And it's not just engineers doing this anymore. That's the twist. It's product managers, designers, AI, people who 6 months ago couldn't have told you the difference between a front end and a back end. Now they're spinning up working prototypes before their morning coffee gets cold. There's a tool called Lovable that's become kind of the poster child for this. The pitch is simple, describe your app and you get a vibe-coded version in minutes. Minutes, not sprints, not a two-week ticket sitting in a backlog, minute. AI, and then there's Softer, which is doing something similar, but leaning hard into best practices, which translation means they know this stuff can go sideways fast, and they're trying to get ahead of it. Here's where it gets interesting though, even product management platforms are getting in on this. AirFocus is out here telling PMs they can go from a requirements doc to an actual clickable prototype in hours. For context, that used to be a let's circle back next sprint conversation. And honestly, I think this is a genuinely big deal. AI, for years, the biggest bottleneck in product development wasn't ideas, it was translation. Somebody had a vision, and then that vision had to survive being explained to an engineer, re-explained in a ticket, misunderstood, clarified, and finally, weeks later, built vibe coding just deletes that whole relay race. The person with the idea can build the thing, or at least build a version of the thing. But, and stick with me here, I don't think this changes everything. I think it changes one specific thing really well, discovery. AI, figuring out if an idea is even worth building in the first place. That's huge. That's not nothing, but it's also not the same as building the actual product that real users are going to depend on. And that gap, that's story number two, because while everyone's out there celebrating how fast you can vibe code a prototype, something quieter and honestly more important is happening in the background. People are starting to ask, okay, but what happens after the demo? And the answer, according to basically everyone who's actually shipped software for a living, is it gets messy fast. The pattern shows up again and again. A prototype looks incredible in the meeting. Everyone claps. The stakeholders are thrilled. And then somebody pokes at an edge case, a weird input, an unusual user flow, a security question nobody thought to ask. And the whole thing kind of wobbles because the AI wasn't reasoning about your business the way an engineer would. It was pattern matching toward, looks like it works. And look, if you're thinking, wait, didn't we just spend 2 minutes talking about how amazing this is? Yeah, we did. Both things are true at once. AI, that's kind of the whole story here. There's this great piece of advice going around from people actually using these tools inside real companies, including, interestingly, folks using Anthropic's Claude for coding in production environments. And the advice isn't, don't do this, it's contain it. Let AI touch the low risk, low blast radius parts of your code base, keep it out of the parts that if they break, take your whole system down with them. And there's a broader industry response forming around this too. AI built in, which covers the tech industry pretty closely, is basically telling companies, look, if you're going to let AI write code, make it repo aware, make it generate actual pull requests, make it respect your design system, make it explain its own diffs in plain English so a human can actually review what changed. Basically, don't let the AI freelance, give it guardrails the same way you'd give a very fast, very confident new hire guardrails on their first week. AI, there's even a paper, an actual academic study, looking at what happens to teams when AI written code starts flowing into shared workflows. And the tension it found is fascinating. Who's responsible when the AI's code breaks something? The person who typed the prompt, the AI company. Nobody wants to own that, and that ambiguity creates real friction on teams. So here's my honest take. I don't think vibe coding is a fad, and I don't think it's a scam either. I think it's a genuinely new lane, a prototype lane, sitting right next to the production highway. AI, the the mistake people are going to make, and some already are, is trying to merge that prototype lane straight into production traffic without a review gate, without version control, without anyone checking the mirrors. Quick hits before we go. Anthropic's coding tools are apparently already showing up inside real product workflows, not just hackathons. Built-in is now recommending AI assistants that behave like junior engineers, complete with pull requests and test plans instead of just handing you a pile of code and walking away. And somewhere on a product forum, someone summed up the entire Vibe coding movement perfectly, saying it's demo ready, not delivery ready, which honestly might be the best six words anyone said about AI coding all year. So here's the big picture. We're watching the barrier between having an idea and testing an idea basically disappear. That's genuinely exciting, but the barrier between testing an idea and trusting it with real users, real data, real money, that barrier hasn't moved an inch, and the teams that win here won't be the ones who vibe code the fastest. They'll be the ones who know exactly where that line is and refuse to cross it without a human checking the work. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.